What's up, everybody? KT here. We are back with another episode of Let's Talks Podcast. Kind of a little pause right there. Touch Talks Podcast. Talked a little bit about EQ this week, a little bit about the UP 500, a little bit about where I'm at mentally, really doing well. Sorry for the trash can, but you know, I really look at this in a couple ways. This is UP 500, and just to kind of expand on part two a little bit about what I really wanted to get to and whatnot. I've done a lot, man. I've done a lot of work, you know, with the UP. I've done a lot of work with KTTV, but I told you that the UP just means more to me. And it just does. Just connecting with people, it really empowers you to keep going. But through it all, I've really had some fun, man. I gotta admit, this has probably been one of the most fun projects I've done in a while. And the other part too was what this means is never. What's the word? I guess I could say, what's the word? I guess the word I could say is never be afraid to quit. Never be afraid to stop something and go into something else. So, we'll see. I mean, I always feel it's important that we focus more on that. Than anything. You know, it's like in racing, man. You know, it's either you want the speed or do you want the handling? I always choose, handling. Speed is speed, man. You get the speed, but you'd be fast on pole day, but if it doesn't handle in the race, you're out for lunch. You know what I'm saying? But in this, I'm always focused on the long term, baby. You know, I'm not here for, I like the Anchor Nation. Let me do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me just keep that going. But that was never my style. As much as I like the Anchor Nation, and as much as I think it would have done better, it did well. And I can't even just say it didn't do well. It did really well. But it just shows that I'm not afraid to just win and take the loss. In this case, win while you're up. You know, never be afraid if a project's going down the drain. Never be afraid to say, okay, give it a couple months and then just say, stop, I have something better for the world. That's something I always believe in. You know, I don't think we should stay linear. And obviously, now this project, the UP, I think it was until you find your calling card. I think I found my calling card. Obviously, things can change from now till December, but the way things look, my calling card has been pretty much played. Helping people has been in my DNA since the day one. For free, at least. You know, I just don't think, for me, I just see the joy in when people say, hey, I got you with the feature. Hey, we got you with the feet. You know, and people are just like, dang. You know, It just really shows that things matter, man. Things matter in life, and the way we perceive things is the way we do things, man. You know, the way we perceive that taco, how we eat that taco is the way we did it. So whatever you perceive, you normally do. So for me, if I perceive it in a good way, chances are I'm going to normally do it. Things can change, though. But overall, guys, just be humble, you know? Be humble, be alert, be curious, and just understand that whatever you're trying to do, it may be a short grind. Depends, because sometimes you can have instant success. You can have instant success, and you can have really good things happen. After like 6 months, you say, you know, I'm not feeling it. I want to go something different. That's a good idea. It's better to tell the world, hey, look what I can do in 6 months. Show your cards, but don't show every card. Like, show 50-50 out of the 52 cards, but hold your two best back. Because those two best probably are all that combined to the 50 out of the 52-card deck. You know, if you got two aces in the hole, and you got everything else, but those two aces might be more powerful than everything, go for it. Ace king, ace queen, ace jack. Anything those kind of combos, you hold in your hand. Especially if you got double aces. You really hold those in your hand. But yeah, like I said, I really do believe we're in good shape. And just overall, part two is really just be yourself. Understand it. Keep rolling.